the Master Singers in performance this weekend, and Blending the Spheres, combining popular and classical music with director Judith Sullivan. Today on The Scene, welcome to The Scene and your opportunity to enjoy some beautiful music. Under the direction of Judith Sullivan, retired from Tennessee Tech School of Music, but coming out of retirement this semester to teach piano, but not only teach piano, but Judith, you're directing a show called Blending the Spheres, combining popular and classical music. Now, this program happens this afternoon, and it is at Pleasant Hill Community Church, where you also serve as the music director. Judith, describe what the popular and classical music combining, what does that bring to the audience who will listen to this performance?
Well, I'm hoping it'll be something for everyone. We will possibly bring in a varied audience. It's a small community, but people come from Crossville and Cookville. A little backstory: my final semester at Tech was spring 22, and during that time, I was hitting up all of my colleagues to come and do something, and we've had some really good programs. This program is headed up by Jeff Womack, who is professor of bassoon, and he recruited Diane Pulte, who is professor of voice, plus a string quartet, a student group, and one of those is a guitarist as well, so he will be accompanying some of the vocals. But we will have classical music from the string quartet, and we will have Simon and Garfunkel. We will have the Beatles, some jazz, spirituals, vocals. So Jeff and Diane are doing vocals. And then one of the pieces that will be interesting is the Simon and Garfunkel Sounds of Silence, the Disturbed version of it with string quartet, piano, me, and bassoon taking the lead melody. So I think it's going to be much varied from previous programs. We've had student groups doing like flute choir. The clarinet choir has come. We've had recitals on one instrument, vocal students. But I think the music variety is going to be much different this time, and I hope it will get people to listen to things that they enjoy, plus a few things that they may not have thought of.
Now, you said many different people in the group, and I know a lot of Tennessee Tech faculty is part of this ensemble that will be performing this afternoon at Pleasant Hill Community Church. But is this a group that has performed a lot together? Is that they've performed together on other concert performances, or is this the first time they've all performed together?
Probably the first time. The string quartet, I would assume, has worked together, but you know, each of the faculty members will do a faculty recital during the year. But this particular grouping, I don't think so.
Well, that's exciting, very exciting. And how many people are together in this ensemble that will perform this afternoon?
Well, it'll be four students, two faculty, and myself.
And how long is the performance going to last? You walked us through several different maneuvers in the performance. And how long? About an hour?
They're usually a little less than an hour. And then the audience gets to talk to the performers or ask questions. I just typed up the program for this one, so I'm really not sure exactly how long it's going to be. And there's usually some presentation between the pieces by the performers talking a little bit about each piece. But they've generally run about 40, 45 minutes, and then there's time for the audience to interact. And that's been the joy of all of the previous programs, that the audience gets to ask questions or they come up and actually talk to people. My favorite was the flute choir because I kept telling them about the contrabass flute. So they all ran up and they had to talk to the student who was playing it.
More next with Judith Sullivan, music director, Pleasant Hill Community Church, and retired from the Tennessee Tech School of Music. Continuing our discussion with Judith Sullivan, the music director of Pleasant Hill Community Church, as we discuss an opportunity for you to enjoy a concert this afternoon, 3 o'clock, at the Pleasant Hill Community Church in Pleasant Hill. And this is a free concert. It's called Blending the Spheres, combining popular and classical music. And Judith, you spent 15 years as a piano as instructor in the School of Music at Tennessee Tech. And now this semester, they roped you back in to coming and teaching piano again. What is it like to be in the presence of students who want to truly embrace the craft that you are teaching them?
I was in music education, and my specialty was the younger children. So I taught the introduction to music ed. I taught the kindergarten through fifth grade methods, and then I did a senior seminar and ended up learning and teaching a lot about special learners and music. So it's I look at the students, or had looked at the students, and how devoted they were and how well they did. And I thought, boy, when I was their age, I wasn't I wasn't doing that well. So I've been pleased with the ethic of these students. And through Facebook, I've been able to track some of my graduates. And in fact, some of my graduates are now on the faculty at Tech. So that's a nice come around.
A full circle moment.
And watching them build families and careers. And then I walk in and they say, what are you doing here?
How important do you believe music is to not just a strong campus at Tennessee Tech, but how important do you feel music is to building a strong community?
Oh, absolutely. It's kind of like food. People come together over music. You can ask them what their favorite artists are or what types of music they like to listen to. Many people have tried an instrument and they're better off for it. I think in the Crossville area where I am now, we've got the Southern Stars Brass, we've got the Palace Theater.
Yes, Dwight Wages, he's such a delight with the Southern Stars Symphonic Brass and that organization, and they put on incredible performances.
And absolutely. I have a former colleague and former students who are in that group, so that's always fun. Being in higher ed, you get to network all over the place.
And then I know also in Crossville, in that area, you've got the Plateau Women's Chorus. And
correct.
And Dana Beal, do you participate in any of that?
I just joined the community chorus.
Judith Sullivan, music director, Pleasant Hill Community Church, and Tennessee Tech. Do they call you? What do they call you when you've retired and then they rope you into coming back? It's not adjunct, is it?
It is adjunct. They call it adjunct.
And teaching piano this semester, what is it like to go back into that environment, having been removed from it?
Even before that, I would drive around campus and I'd say, I belong here, I don't belong here. So coming back, it gave me that in a little bit more with colleagues, and most of the students don't remember me because they didn't have me for any classes.
Blending the Spheres, combining popular and classical music. Several Tennessee Tech faculty members part of this production, and a chance for you to enjoy it this afternoon, 3 o'clock at Pleasant Hill Community Church. Blending the Spheres, combining popular and classical music, a chance for you to enjoy this concert series this afternoon, 3 o'clock at the Pleasant Hill Community Church. Judith Sullivan is the music director there and also with the Tennessee Tech School of Music and currently teaching piano. Judith, there's an interesting story behind this series, and we want to know about it.
Well, in 2015, Diana Riggs and her husband, Ron, came to Uplands and Pleasant Hill, and she became the music director. In 2016, she established the PHCC concert series and brought in a variety of people. She had singer-songwriters, she had professional instrumentalists, and she even pulled from the talent of the church and featured them. In 2021, in the fall, she resigned due to failing health. And in January of 22, I was hired. And the final concert in that series was a tribute to her. And she was there with her husband, and she'd brought in people that she'd worked with. She then passed in June of that year. And then I was tasked with continuing the series, and it was decided to name it the Diana Riggs Concert Series. So that's what it is now. And my first concert was in March of 23 with Dr. Mark Kramer doing a clarinet recital. Over the few years now, there have been concerts where I thought, well, it might not have a big draw, and every concert has been well attended, enthusiastically received, and it's been a really good experience. And I do have Diane Pulte coming back in June to do Appalachian music with a bagpiper, Jacob Starker. And then in September, we have a student who will be a senior at that time, a vocalist, Hayden Kiker, and he sang for us during a service in Advent, and the congregation just practically went wild. So he's going to be doing a concert for us, or a vocal recital for us, in September.
Judith, how special is it for you to be able to help carry on the legacy by continuing these concert series and them being so well attended?
Well, I've been honored. I did know Diana briefly. I joined the church right before the pandemic shut everything down, so I wasn't part of the church at that point. But we knew each other, and she was reportedly pleased that I was hired. So I wasn't real confident in getting this going, but like I said, during my last semester at Tech, I was hitting up everybody. And I've been able to branch out and learn of more people that I'm recruiting. So I've been pleased with the fact that I've been able to pull this off and that it has been so well received.
Does music bring lifelong connections?
Absolutely. Absolutely. One of the things I did at Tech, I inherited the special ed early childhood majors in that class. And I said, you don't have a textbook for this? How would you like to learn to play ukulele? And they, absolutely. So I have several teachers out there who learn to play the ukulele. And I did that because they can use that for the rest of their lives if they so choose, or they can pick it up again and be all right. So even if people don't go into the profession, it gives them something, you know, like the community choir, the women's choir. They're not all music teachers or professionals, but they enjoy music and they can participate.
A chance for you to enjoy some beautiful music this afternoon. Pleasant Hill Community Church, 3 o'clock for this performance. And it is a free performance, but of course, the organization could always use your donations to help continue this work.